idea of a sine wave would occur. And so anyway, the top half of the wave is that which is known, and the bottom half that which is unknown. But the sine wave is also a circle, and on its side could also be an independent system.
Yeah. They are.
Yes, and both halves are equal, 180 degrees.
Yes.
Which forms the 360 degree circle.
That's right.
Anyway, that's okay.
The sine wave is the symbol for the idea of transformation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I certainly didn't know that. Yeah, that's not interesting.
Yes. And you're quite accurate. Your inner self is quite accurate. You saw it quite accurately. Yeah. Just like Dolores saw it quite accurately. Yeah.
It's not the mind that has images which are imitations of nature, but it's the deep mind which has symbols of truth. Yeah. The worldly mind is very shallow. I mean, it's enormously deep and profound, but compared to the deep self, it's very shallow. Yeah. Someone who asked the question, what is truth, is wading in the shallows close to shore. They don't know that the ocean is vast and very accurate. In the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, if you recall, it says, when you find the truth, you are the truth of that truth. That's the way it used to be spoken. Thank you, Molly. Another idea. Ed?
I'm not sure if it is. I just, the other couple mornings ago, just waking up, I had occurred to me a way to frame, a way to help myself. And then I just sort of reflected in a few thinkers. And one, I recall you were talking about E.E. Cummings saying, or feeling that he's real.
Yeah.
And that, and just being there, and with the attitude, I'm real, and if you're real too, then we can interact. But I'm committed to my realness. I'm in my realness. So my person is real, something like that. So being in touch with the self, maybe. And I was tuning in on that, and also Carlos Castaneda's statement, which is something like, the art of the warrior is to balance the terror of being a man with the wonder or the awe of being a man, something like that. So that aspect, and then Plotinus, journey from the alone, the small A, to the alone, with the big A. As my option for what I'm doing.
Hmm.
So.
Very good. Any comments for Ed? Anybody want to? Anybody warm enough to offer a comment? Other ideas that you have brought?
I came across, I was actually looking for an equation, just perusing Dancing with the Masters. And in the middle of it came across a quote from Carl Jung that kind of struck me. And I'm not sure if it's an idea or an equation. It kind of fits both. But the old thing that what is internal conflicts within me that I do not allow into conscious awareness are forced to manifest themselves in the external world and produce what we call fate. And which sounds like to me it's very similar to the old idea of as above, so below, and the macro and the micro. I thought that was an interesting quote to have in that particular book on modern
Yeah.
And I've known about that for many years, but it just hit me in a deeper way all of a sudden. And somehow I saw it more clearly. And how profound that is when we work with people in the healing profession, particularly in my own life as being in therapy, is looking at the things that are happening external and how they are manifestations of internal conflicts that I am not willing to take a look at or not able to take a look at.
The meaning in an equation is always balanced. The meaning in an idea is always a dynamic expression of the balance. It's put into operation. You hold an equation, you hold meaning in an equation, but you give or you radiate meaning in an idea. Ideas only achieve their form in the dynamic mode. But equations achieve their form in the held or static mode. Ideas are only meaningful if you use them. The equations are only meaningful if you're able to hold them. It's like that. A primordial ancient symbol for the power of the equation is like holding the bow. And the power of the idea is like shooting the arrow. The arrow rests on the bow only at its origin, but the usefulness of the arrow is in being shot from that bow and not just resting on the balance of the bow. Whereas the meaning of the bow is that it holds its balance and is able to be a base for another process. It's like that. Any other ideas? Carol, you want to... That in itself is an idea, Carol. That in itself is an idea, and a very powerful one.
I'm going to tell you, you know, what I experienced all that, and that was not living in God. I was very arrogant. But,
and there are so many of them.
Yeah. Many of them. So, you know, I kind of cocky that way when I watch my God belief. And then that one day, you know, that I opened the door to myself, which I was kicked through or pushed because I didn't have the wisdom to know how to do it. But I had been going to seven classes, which were on
Yes.
You hear it, but you don't hear it. And it said, God loves you so. And boy, I was so arrogant in my thinking backwards that I said, I don't even know what God is. I mean, I was cold and kind of, don't give me that. And said, God is this being of love. My husband used to sing to me. And so he quoted me. Something about, well, you are a song. Well, I realize that that's what man's concept is. Well, of course, all of a sudden, you know, I'm believing it's love, which is, I wasn't in love at that moment or anything, but it's always something burbling up inside of me. I'm one of these that when people are good and loving, I'm a blithering idiot. I can cry if they're good, you know. And that's not wisdom always, but anyway, that's how it affects me. Good people are good. Nourished or something inside. But I know there is a power in this love, and still don't know what the God thing is, because I face that too. But still, you come back to, I listen to intelligent, brilliant minds, and I have friends like that that don't believe in God. You know, they don't believe in that concept. I think it's so much. If there is something inside me that knows there is something that is so powerful out there that is beyond, you know, that there's intelligence that you think he knows or she knows. So I am searching for something that says, that could bring that wonderful mind of thinking that makes me think too, and that thing that I know is true in me, that this love is a power. It's a, but it's a singing, it's a thing that uplifts and transforms. And it, I guess I think of it as a wonderful song. I don't know, but I'm trying to think of an idea, and I realize when I listen to you that you can't imagine that it has to come from a part of remembrance. Is that what you're saying? And all of a sudden I thought, how can I remember? How can I remember that? And that is the one thought that seems to be filling me. How can I remember that? Not the experience, but way back.
That also is a very powerful idea, Carol. How can I remember that? Phrased in that form is an idea. There's an idea there, very powerful. I can see that we're coming to aroundness. So let me bring back a phrase that I read to you at the very beginning. This is from Alchemical Studies. This is a phrase in paragraph 475. The phrase is, the eagle is an archaic God image. Now, if you're reading Jung, because of the thickness of his intellectual text, and you're struggling with it, you don't hear how profound this is. The profundity is that there is such a thing as an archaic God image. That even something as large and comprehensive, as deep and as universal as a God image has its time span and runs out. That's all. We don't have to go on. Just leave that idea.